Encouraging and inspiring Bridge FM. I've got Jeremy Camp, originally from Lafayette, Indiana, talking about his new album that comes out in May. So, Jeremy, tell me about this new album titled Deeper Waters.
So, it'll be almost, not quite 3 years, but since my last record when it comes out, which is honestly the longest I've ever gone without putting out a record, because I just felt like I wasn't ready. Like, I didn't feel like I had this stuff yet, and I feel like that every time I write, I have to make sure that my heart is in it, that I feel like God's got giving me fresh things to write down. And so not until I felt like, okay, I have every song that I feel like was not just, let's get an album done. And I feel like every song detailed through, literally, like when I say prayed over, not like where I prayed over the song, but we had like prayer times before just saying, God, please just give us songs that are going to be impactful, that are going to, you know, do something in my own heart and the hearts of those around us. And it's really been sweet to watch some deep things come out of this record. So, I mean, the start of the record, I'm on a couch crying in front of these couple people that I write with and my producer, just being like, I don't have anything. And I still was like, but I knew I was supposed to go in and like start the process. I felt it in my spirit. But then I got there and I just felt so overwhelmed by just some things going on, you know, like my family's doing great. Like my wife and my kids, we're all like doing great, but just some other stuff and some people that we've known that have been going through crazy stuff and hurtful things, even towards us as a family. And it was rough because I just felt broken and hurt. And what came out of this album was just the depth of going, basically, whatever brings me closer to you is what I want, even though it may hurt, even though there may be pain in the process. And I think that is the whole concept of this record. It's called Deeper Waters. It's just going, yeah, all these things that I've been through, all these ups and downs this past, you know, even 22 years of doing this, I've kind of looked over my life and gone, man, whatever it's taken to take me deeper, you know, with you, that's what I want. And I feel like that's what it's done. And so I articulated that in this record, I feel like, in a way that I really felt like there was a depth and a pain that came out, but with, you know, that whole beauty, you know, in the midst of pain.
Well, we're playing your new song these days quite a bit. Talk a little bit about that song.
Yeah, this is, I think, our perspective sometimes when things are difficult is like, what is going on? Why am I here? We're getting tugged from the right to the left. And I feel like sometimes you're just like, what is my purpose? You know, why am I even here? And it's crazy out there. What are we doing? And honestly, I was talking to a friend, and the reason why the song came out was because I was talking to a friend and I was like, I want to understand, even though we still, our hearts break over what's happening in our world, our hearts break over the difficult things, I want to change my perspective and go, you know what? We were called for such a time as this. Like, God has given us a reason and a purpose why we're here in this time. Like, we weren't born, you know, I wasn't born 80 years ago or 100 years ago. I was born now. So God allowed me and wants me to be here for such a time as this, to be that light, to be that encouragement to those around me. And I just feel like, you know, people will go in, why am I here? Why am I here at this time? It's like, God doesn't make mistakes. You're called for such a time as this, and you're where you're supposed to be. And like, step into it in the fullness and change that perspective and go, I'm going to step into this fullness and say, God, in whatever way you want to use me, use me.
Yes, that's right. We all need to approach it that way. This has been an interview with Jeremy Camp on Encouraging and Inspiring Bridge FM.